This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Zhang Huang Chia. Some Joplin residents and postal service workers are filing a complaint about changes in mail delivery in sections of Joplin hardest hit by last year's tornado. The U.S. Postal Service eliminated door or porch delivery in the part of the tornado disaster zone where expedited debris removal occurred. Instead, it has installed a curb line on neighborhood collection boxes. The Joplin Globe reports that a union for letter carriers has filed a grievance over the change. Student leaders at the University of Missouri want the school to speed up its move to a smoke-free campus. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the Missouri Students Association is asking Mizzou administrators to ban smoking on campus starting in January. The current plan calls for a completely smoke-free campus starting in 2014. The UM System's flagship campus has been phasing out public smoking since 2006. Mark Hannes, the founding president of United to End Genocide, will be giving a presentation at 7 in Memorial Union on the MU campus. The organization is dedicated to preventing and stopping genocide around the world. The event is part of MU's new speaker series on social innovation. The Air Force is responding to the federal government's 2013 budget changes by cutting Air Force personnel jobs throughout the U.S. KBIA's Wendy Mader tells us how this cut will affect Missouri Air Force bases.
The cuts will eliminate 5% of the roughly 500,000-member Air Force nationwide. The Air Force will eliminate about 5,000 Air National Guard, 4,000 active duty, and 900 Air Force reserve positions in either this year or next year. In Missouri, about 280 jobs are proposed for cuts. A spokesperson from Whiteman Air Force Base in Sedalia would not answer questions about the 40 proposed job cuts there. Lieutenant Rachel Savage would only recite a short statement.
The Air Force followed Secretary of Defense guidance, focusing reduction in overhead and support areas while minimizing the impact to functions tied to aircraft operations and maintenance, acquisition excellence, and the nuclear enterprise.
Missouri Congressman Todd Akin issued a press release saying that eliminating Air Force personnel is a poor way to treat those who serve their country. Karen Pettit is the Chief of Public Affairs at Scott Air Force Base in Illinois. She says not all of the job cuts will be layoffs.
A lot of these reductions will come through natural attrition. So as people separate or as they retire, some of those positions may be coming off.
Pettit says the final decision on which positions will be eliminated have not been made yet. Wendy Mader, KBIA News.
Association plans to purchase the site of the old Forest Park Hospital, which sits across Interstate 64 from the zoo. The agreement signed March 8 was announced today. For KBIA News, I'm Zhang Huang Chia.